Hey there, guys. Welcome to the show. It's Idiot Box Radio. Let's have a little chin wag.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Folks, welcome. I really appreciate you being here with me today. It's Idiot Box Radio, coming to you live and direct from the bedroom at idiotboxradio.com. Well, we did the last chatting one, and I must admit, I did have a lot of fun chatting to you guys about things that were going on in the world and things I was thinking about at the time. So I thought I'd do another one, and I do appreciate if you're one of the very few people. I'm not getting a lot of traction with YouTube, so if you guys are thinking of ways I could improve, please let me know, because it's a work in progress, though I've been doing it for ages, but YouTube hasn't been going so good. I guess there's a lot of people providing content, but I do like the fact that you guys on the audio side of things, that part is growing, and the TikTok's going very well as well. I was going to edit that, but I'm not going to edit it. Sometimes I'll stutter words and I cut them out so you don't have to deal with them. Bad luck. I'm doing it here. Dog barking, real life. Wow, things are happening. So in the last episode, I told you about the fact that house doesn't have a back door. Well, we've bought the door, just got to wait to move in on the first to install it. But that's an exciting time for one and all, let me tell you. I am looking forward to moving into my own place. So you may have guessed it, I'm staying with a friend and using one of the bedrooms to record and live and do everything I do. Things have been nuts lately though, I must admit, like fucking fuel prices. I mean, what the fuck? If there was ever an argument for us to find an alternative to oil for our cars, now would be the time. I own a Mini Cooper. Some of you might already know that from other shows. And of course, it wants premium. So for me, it's like $2.21 a litre. That's the most I've ever paid for petrol in my life. I remember when I first got my license, it was about, I think, 39 to 45 cents a litre, and then we complained when it went to 58 cents a litre, and it's fucking dollars, yo. It's bullshit. But I went to buy a electric Mini Cooper, and I realized I couldn't do it. The range on that car is so piss weak that I couldn't even drive from Geelong, my city, to our capital city, Melbourne, and back on one charge. I don't think it can do it. I read somewhere it's got like 150 kilometers. I'm probably wrong, and I really hope I am, because that's a shit-ass range, whereas your Teslas and stuff like that can go 500 kilometers. And I don't see why there aren't certain rules and regulations regarding the capacity and capability of these vehicles to go just that little step further. Don't really care. In other things that I've been doing, have you guys watched the series From? I've watched season one, basically. It was actually scary. It's meant to be. You follow these people who get stuck in this town. Doesn't matter where they are in the world. They go for a drive. They see a log across the road, and they end up in this town where they're hunted at nighttime by really scary creatures. I'm thoroughly enjoying that. So make sure you do give that show a good look out. It's the TV series from. It's by the producers of Lost. So I'm really hoping it doesn't go utterly batshit crazy explanation wise. But it was good. Absolutely binge watched it. And I think that you guys would do the same as well. So keep an eye out on that. Okay. What else is there? Food prices are going up. Like, they want us all to eat healthier. And I think it was broccoli was fucking $13 a kilo. Like the vegetable that I love broccoli, but a lot of people don't like it. Yet that veggie is $13 a kilo. And they wonder why people are running towards fast food instead. You get someone on a medium to low wage and say, hey, fresh and healthy food is now out of your reach. People aren't going to spend that when the average low wage earner, like me, is on about $22 an hour. Can't justify it. A lot of people are jumping over to that fast food sort of thing, which in and of itself causes problems, you know, heart disease, diabetes, all that sort of stuff. It's a lose-lose because we're lucky in Australia that our health system, a lot of it's bulk billed, which for you guys who don't experience that, it means that we don't have to pay for a lot of our health services because we're just bloody lucky. It is set up really well and we've got some of the best healthcare in the whole world. So we're very fortunate with that. But the pressure that's being placed on people to the point that they financially just can't afford to eat healthy is in its turn going to take its toll on the health service and then create a lot of pressure financially on that as well. So lose-lose, unfortunately, on that one there. But I think a part of that also was the flooding that we got in some of our core crop growing areas has significantly impacted all of that. So it's a tough time for everyone. What else is there? Let me have a quick look. If you're watching on YouTube, this is available on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it's available on YouTube under Tory Idiot Box Radio. They think that Putin might have Parkinson's or cancer. Let's hope he gets taken care of quickly or it calms the fuck. I think it's too far gone, isn't it? The whole Ukraine thing. He's done too much to just go, just stop and it'll be okay. He has to be brought to account for war crimes. Whether you like that sort of shit or not, I've been very upset by this whole process. I know people are sneaking in weapons and stuff to the people of the Ukraine, but I just think the whole world should have shown some solidarity and put boots on the ground. I know we're all scared of the fact that fucking this lunatic has got a finger on the nuclear button, but I don't know. I think I'd rather die knowing that we tried to stop a bully than just let the bully shit and kill all over fucking Europe. Because we're all scared that it might come in our backyard as well. Die with your boots on, as Iron Maiden once said. More crap about the royal family. Honestly, who gives a fuck? Well, I haven't been doing anything that exciting, guys. I went to IKEA to plan a kitchen. I've had to rip a hole in a wall, so now I've got to go back up to IKEA and redo that plan. Musically, I've been listening to Kendrick Lamar's new album, and I have to keep listening to it. Like, I'm enjoying it, but that first listen, I was sort of like, what the fuck am I doing here? No real bangers on it. I'm sorry, there aren't. As a overall piece of art, absolutely. It feels like I'm listening to a beat poet as opposed to a rapper. Very clever. Kendrick is the master of his game. Can't take that away from him, but just nothing that really got me bopping my aged head. Actually, I do have a story for you. Just bear with me. I made a note of it. This one is disgusting. So let's see where it happened. Okay, of course it's in America. I shouldn't say of course, but all the weird shit that goes on. Okay, it's in Louisiana. All right, so forgive me because I am going to refer down to my phone because there's notes here. Notes and commentary, okay? So a teacher's pleaded guilty to disturbing child sex crimes, right? And she was a high school teacher and she thought that she'd make special cakes for her students laced with her husband's sperm. What the fuck is wrong with people? Anyhow, Cynthia Perkins faces 41 years in prison, took a plea deal. Her now ex-husband, Dennis, I wonder why they're not together anymore. And don't know if you can see it, but there. Oh, it's pretty poor. Come on. There she is. See if I can be bothered putting a photo up behind all poltergeist activity. What is wrong with people? What possesses someone to do something like that? So she's saying that he basically made her do it. It may be the truth. It may be that she was a battered wife. Now, he worked for the sheriff's department. He's been stood down, obviously, and is going to jail or is in jail. But, they produced child porn, second degree rape and mingling harmful substances. And yeah, that's where they used his sperm to season, it says, season pastries. There is just something desperately wrong with these people. I hope they get a fuck ton of jail time, you sick fucking. This is nothing short of disgusting. And I thought I'd bring it up because, you know, we all know there's sick people out there, but sometimes we need to actually call them out on it. And we don't even have to say allegedly. Like, they're going to jail. So I guess good things happen to those who wait. And I hope that you have your own food seasoned, especially Dennis, for a very long time to come. No pun intended on the last word used. Guys, thank you for listening. Short, quick chat. I'll come up with more stuff, just getting away from the reviews for a bit, letting you know something about the world, what's going on, what my thoughts were about certain things, and just a day in the life of Tory, basically. So until next time, make sure you subscribe, follow, like, and share. Thank you so much for putting up with me, and I'll catch you on the flip, okay? I'll catch you later. Bye.